It's 9:31. You are listening to the Basic Fiqh program with Mufti Zubair Bayat, and we do have him on the line. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana, and assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
Mufti Sahab, I see you quite busy today preparing for the book launch. Kya ho raha hai, Mufti Sahab?
Yes, absolutely, Maulana. We are, alhamdulillah, almost there now. Make dua, it all goes well, and we request the listeners also to make dua that our book launch goes well this evening. Basically, the program is going to take place at Al Falah College, Manla, in Durban, after Maghrib Salah, and it is just a book launch, a book that was published by Darul Ihsan and authored by one of our senior ulama of KZN, Maulana Yunus Osman. Maulana Yunus Osman is also he holds a doctorate, so he's also known as Maulana Dr. Yunus Osman. Now, Maulana Yunus Osman, alhamdulillah, is one of those ulama who taught for a number of years at Darul Uloom Newcastle in the earlier years. He's a graduate of Darul Uloom Karachi, studied under Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Rafi Usmani, Mufti Taqi Sahib. And Maulana is the author of a number of kitabs, alhamdulillah. And we've had the opportunity to publish a number of his works from Darul Ihsan. And this is the latest of his books to be published.
Subhanallah.
It is the early guiding lights of KZN, referring to the ulama and the imams, particularly from 1860 to about 1960. So in this particular book, Maulana has done a lot of research and a lot of interviews with the families of the imams and ulama, who amongst the first to arrive in not South Africa, because we have, alhamdulillah, rich history of Muslims in the Cape province, but in KZN, and of course from KZN then they traveled up to Gauteng and what was formerly known as Transvaal. So alhamdulillah, this book has materialized after many months of effort. Many interviews were conducted. The biographies of these ulama and imams was constructed. And it covers about 35 to 40 ulama and imams. The biographies are covered. But there are approximately 174 personalities who have been identified, Maulana.
Subhanallah. Sif, KZN.
Just KZN alone, not even anywhere, not speaking about Gauteng at all. Or the former Transvaal at all. There is Bobalanga and, you know, the north west and Limpopo and all of that. You're not even covering that. In the KZN province alone, there are about 174 personalities. Now, the details are not to be found about a number of them. So they are listed, but a lot of work has to be still done to compile the data regarding them. Hopefully, inshallah, the idea of the book launch is to create, first of all, the awareness, you know, about the services and contributions of these early ulama and imams. Today, whatever Islam we see, to a great extent, it is the sacrifice and efforts and the devotion of those people that we see what we are seeing today. So to acknowledge that, to appreciate it, and then also to contribute, those who are able to contribute towards the material and the information to enhance this legacy and this history. So the idea of the launch is also to get people excited and interested, and hopefully many more people will come forward and they will, you know, bring information forth. So that way we can keep building on it. So this is just the first edition. We hope that inshallah soon there will be additional editions that will come out, second edition, third edition, and so on, with more and more information. But I must tell you, Maulana, it is a very fascinating book, very fascinating read. And inshallah, for the Radio Islam team, we will send up some complimentary copies, one personally for yourself, Mawlana.
Subhanallah, mashallah, barakatuh.
Oh, most welcome, Mawlana. You people are doing a lot of work and you are in the heart of the affairs of the community, so it's good to know the history of our ulama, the sacrifices they made, the devotion and dedication they had, the obstacles in their path, the hikmat and wisdom that they used, and Allah. But it is all of that put together today that we have a very strong, thriving Muslim community in this country, despite being a minority. A lot of people that come from overseas comment and say, well, you know, mashallah, Muslims of South Africa, very good, very strong community. But if you start asking why, what is the reasons behind it, one of the primary and fundamental reasons for it is the earlier ulama and their sacrifices, Mawlana.
Some of the outstanding personalities, Mufti Sahib, that are covered in this book, if you recall.
Yes, Mawlana. Some of the outstanding personalities that are covered in this book is, for example, Hazrat Sufi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Sufi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is that personality who came here and he established in those years about 13 masajid and orphanages and, you know, musafir khanas. And it was not just a masjid, but a masjid complex that Sufi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali established. And there are about 13 or so such masajid across the country. At that time when people were traveling in ox wagon from town to town, it was an amazing achievement. So there is some background on Hazrat Sufi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's life. Then there are other great ulama and mashayikh, for example, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Ansari Rahmatullah Ali, was the imam here in Durban for a long time. Hazrat Muhammad Abu Bakr Khatib, who studied at Farangi Mahal in Lucknow.
Subhanallah.
And he was also a well-known alim here, and a very beautiful recitation of Quran is known about him. He was a very good, very, very top qari. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hanif Sahib Afriqi Rahmatullah Ali, who is the father of our very beloved friend and our renowned personality of South Africa, by Zubair Afriqi, Dawud Barakatuhum. By Zubair's father was Maulana Muhammad Hanif Afriqi Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana was an amazing personality. He was very advanced for his age. He had such knowledge of so many sciences. And you read the fascinating biography of how many years he spent overseas. The ulama overseas, people like Hazrat Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali told him that, Maulana, you are more required in India than in South Africa because of your depth of knowledge.
Subhanallah.
Then there's people like Hazrat Maulana Musa Ameji Rahmatullah Ali, who is the father of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Ameji of Benoni. Maulana Musa Sahib was also a very great, accomplished alim. Then there's Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the father of Abdul Samad Abdul Qadir and other brothers. MashaAllah, a very, very accomplished alim who spent many years. There's Hazrat Maulana Adam Bayat Rahmatullah Ali of Stanger. Maulana was a library in his own right, and he was like a hafiz of Iqbal's poetry. He was a master. He knew Iqbal's poetry in and out. So these are, you know, the caliber of some of those ulama. Hazrat Maulana Lut Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was also a prolific author. He wrote many books, which is not known by many people. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji Rahmatullah Ali, who passed away not very long ago. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Borat Rahmatullah Ali of Stanger. I had the opportunity of meeting Maulana Borat Sahib many times, went to his house and had dawahs and so on. Amazing thing about Maulana Borat Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he was present in the house when Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali passed away.
Allahu Akbar.
And according to some narrations, Hazrat Maulana Madni Rahmatullah Ali's head was in the lap of Maulana Borat Sahib when Hazrat Madni passed away.
Huh.
And then there's, you know, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Razak Sahib of Ladysmith, and Sheikh Salih Abadi, and Sheikh Bouli and many other ulama who came to Cape. Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi Rahmatullah Alayhi is also featured here, because before he went to Johannesburg, where he did imamat in Kirk Street Masjid for a number of years, and then he went to Mias Farm, Hazrat was first imam in West Street Masjid in Durban. So a little bit of Hazrat biography is also covered in this particular book.
Mala Umar ji?
Ji, Hazrat Umar ji Rahmatullah Ali is covered extensively also in the book, Mala. I'm just giving you a few names. There are many other names that many people don't even know about these ulama. They have no idea about these ulama. But they were there, they did their work, and those, you know, who benefited from them tremendously.
Allah.
And you read about the qualities of these ulama, what attributes they had, what independence they had, what ikhlas they had. Allahu Akbar.
One of the signs of Qiyamah, Mufti Sahib, is that وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّ أَوَّلَهَا, that the latter portion of this generation will speak ill of the previous generation. And Allah save us. Sometimes we make disparaging remarks by saying that what they achieve, we are in a technological zamana and we have made so much of progress. In the people of the past, you were not so geared up and so techno-savvy. So we are the actual scholars. So I think it's an important thing that you highlight the efforts of this ulama and the circumstances that they were in. And I think to appreciate their personalities, Mufti Sahib, we have to see them in their era and in their context and not take in our context.
Most certainly, Maulana. And you know, it's no perfection of somebody if they are able to harness technology for knowledge, because the knowledge is in the technology, it's not in their brain and their head. Those ulama were people who memorized whole texts of kitab. Their memories were phenomenal. And they were walking libraries. They had it all in themselves. They didn't have it in a machine in their pocket, you know. But nevertheless, we say that, you know what, every generation has a role to play. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes work from different generations, different kind of work. So we shouldn't disparage neither the present nor the past generations, but we should appreciate everybody. And we should be, acknowledging and grateful and appreciative of everybody's efforts. Even the future generations, inshallah, as they will come, they will also play a very important role, because this is not our deen, it is Allah's deen.
Subhanallah.
And Allah is going to look after his deen, and Allah Ta'ala will make sure that he creates those men and personalities who will look after and take care of his deen. So they were there in the past, they are here presently, and they will always be there in the future as well, inshallah.
Inshallah. Mufti Sahib, there's a message coming through and it's requesting, have you covered Mala Qasim Sema or not?
Of course. I may have slipped up in mentioning Hazrat Mawlana Sema's name, but as I say, I did not provide a comprehensive list now, Mawlana. So there may be some ulama's names, but most certainly Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sema Rahmatullah Ali is covered. And of course, there is a very detailed biography of Hazrat's life in English. So from that point of view, his biography has already been covered previously, but here also, you know, aspects of Hazrat Mawlana's life are covered. See, the idea was not to go too deep into the biographies, because then each personality will become a book.
Subhanallah.
Then we'll need about 174 books, Mawlana. Which is 174 volumes, so to say.
It's true.
But here we just try to cover just some basic information, a little bit of background, a little bit of the services, so that people have a glimpse, an overview. And those who wish to go into more details, they can always refer to a more detailed biography.
Yes, there's more messages coming through. Please do stay tuned. Are we broadcasting your book review live this evening, Mufti Sahib?
We are hoping to. We're looking towards it.
Because there's a message coming through, have you covered Mala Yunus Patel? And then there's other messages coming through.
Yes, definitely. Mala Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah has also been covered. But remember, we also kept the focus of the book from 1860 to 1960.
Okay.
So it
right.
is primarily those ulama who come in that century, because the first Muslims arrived in 1860. So we tried to keep it to a century. But we did include Hazrat Maulana Patel Rahmatullah Ali, although he would be considered from amongst the latter ulama in comparison to the people that are in the book, but briefly, Hazrat's life has also been covered.
Tell me something, Mufti Sahab, how many pages has this book been published in?
Maulana, I don't have it right now in front of me.
I would say about 300 pages.
Very voluminous. Let me just see if I can find... it's not very, very voluminous, Maulana.
Gee, about 150, 200 pages?
It's not too thick a book, so it's quite easily, it's an easy read, inshallah ta'ala.
And is it obtainable immediately, Mufti Sahab, from WSM?
Inshallah, tonight at the launch, inshallah, tonight at the launch, the book will be available for sale. And we are doing a special for the launch itself, so the book is will be available at half the price, Maulana.
Oh, kitna hai, Mufti Sahab?
Yeah, half the price is a mere 20 rand, Maulana.
Subhanallah.
Because the idea is we do not want to make money out of this project. The intention is not to make money, but to make something available, to make it widely available, so that everybody buy a copy and everybody can keep a copy and everybody can read that copy. That's the reason why we are, you know, the price is very reasonable. Very, very reasonable, you know, take into consideration the exchange rate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the cost of living overall and the cost of printing and publishing. So our intention is really just to make the book available to the community. That is our main primary aim.
Mm. So once again, Mufti Sahab, where will it be and what time to what time, Mufti Sahab?
Yeah. The book launch is going to be tonight, inshallah, this evening at after Maghrib immediately. Maghrib Salah will be performed at Al Falah College. Al Falah College, there is a hall in next to the Musalla. There is separate facilities for the sisters as well. And this program will commence after Maghrib, and it's a short program, Maulana, hopefully not to exceed even 50 minutes, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
It's about three-quarter hour. It's not a long, drawn-out program. The guest speakers there will be Maulana Yunus Osman, who is our author of the book, and Professor Dr. Sayyid Salman Nadwi, who is a well-known personality, the son of a great illustrious scholar, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, Rahmatullah Ali. Professor Saab is well known here in Durban and across the country and around the world for that matter. He's one of our senior scholars. He's not only just a professor and a doctor, but he's also an alim. He's a fazil, he's qualified at Nadwatul Ulama as an alim. But he's more popularly known as Professor Nadwi, but in actual fact, he is Hazrat Maulana Salman Nadwi, will also give some words as a guest speaker, and this fakir will also say a few words, Maulana.
What a chibat hai, Mufti Sahab. And I recall reading the book, jointly written again by Professor Nadwi and Yunus Osman, if I'm not mistaken, Muslim Sites and Places of Interest, Mufti Sahab.
Yes, the places of interest, that is very interesting. That is actually, there's about three parts of it already out, and the fourth part will also be coming. That was very interesting, you know, the places that Muslims should visit in the Middle East and North Africa and Europe and China and Asia. So, Maulana Yunus Osman has really got a tremendous passion, you know, for promoting historical places, the history of the Muslims, the legacy of the Muslims. Allah Ta'ala has given him that passion that he really promotes this very much, and he has a keen interest in it. In fact, last year in February, around this time, Maulana, a small group of our friends, ulama friends, we undertook a journey to India with Maulana Yunus Osman, with him in his company. And we went to Mawlana Ahmad Umar Saab was also with us, one of our other senior ulama of KZN. Mawlana Shabir Qazi was also with us, another senior alim of KZN. And we went to Delhi, particularly just to visit these institutions that are mentioned in the book and where our ulama and our elders studied.
Mm.
So for example, we went to Madrasa Aminiya. Madrasa Aminiya is in Delhi, which was established many years ago, and amongst the graduates of Madrasa Aminiya were people like Hazrat Mufti Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Ali, the Grand Mufti of India at his, in his time.
Mm-hmm.
And amongst the people who lectured at Madrasa Aminiya were none other than people like Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali.
Subhanallah.
So Madrasa Aminiya has got a very rich history and it is right in the heart of Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
And that, for that matter, we also visited a place like Madrasa Madrasa Abdul Rab. Madrasa Abdul Rab is also one of the very old madrasas of Delhi. Then we visited Madrasa Rahim Bakhsh, if I'm not mistaken now, maybe the names are getting a little bit mixed up. This is also a very old, these are those madrasas in which great, great people studied, and from our country as well as the people of the Indo-Pak subcontinent.
Hmm.
Then we also went to a place called, the Arabic College in Delhi. Now, amazingly, the Arabic College is the place where Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, these illustrious elders studied in the Arabic College of Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the opportunity to go and visit that institution as well, walked around, saw everything. Then we also went to the Madrasa of Hazrat Shah Waliullah Dehlavi Rahmatullah Ali, Madrasa Rahimiya in Delhi itself, and Hazrat Shah Waliullah's grave and the graves of his sons and his father and family are all in that complex of Madrasa Rahimiya.
Hmm.
So, it was not only just researching the book, but we also, in the company of the author Maulana Yunus Osman, we went to India, we went to Delhi, we went to actually physically see all of these places, meet the principals, took the prospectors, looked at the history, and we've sort of, now firsthand tried to, get a glimpse of all of these places that are mentioned in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like they say, لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَا.
Yes,
there's nothing better than seeing with your own eyes,
Indeed. And also covering so many personalities, Tariya Bakuza, Mufti Sahib.
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana, it is only by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, and I think it is the passion and commitment of an alim like Mawlana Yunus Osman, and I think it is the barakat of his asatiza and the duas, because Mawlana studied under Hazrat Mawlana Haturani, Rahmatullah Ali, and he did part of his hifz there, he did part of his hifz by Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Katrada from Freehead.
Yes, he's got two eyes, mashallah.
Mawlana also studied in Newtown Madrasa, where he met Mawlana Binori Rahmatullah Ali and other elders, and he qualified in Madrasa Darul Uloom Karachi, Mufti Shafi Sahab, and Mufti Rafi Sahab, Mufti Taqi Sahab, these were amongst his asatiza. And Mawlana also had ta'alluq with Hazrat Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. So, it is the du'as of all these people that Allah Ta'ala takes work from his servants. And Mawlana has done this great service to the ulama of KZN and to the country for that matter, and kept their history alive. Otherwise, Mawlana, these things die off.
Mm,
when this ulama passed away, the history is gone.
So,
now, there are so many great ulama in Gauteng alone.
Mm.
You had, for example, Hazrat Mawlana Malik Puri, Rahmatullah Ali, and of course, not forgetting all the ulama of Mia's farm, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Mia, Rahmatullah Ali, and all the other great ulama there. And then Hazrat Mawlana Gardi Rahmatullah Ali. These were the students of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Mawlana Sallu Saab Rahmatullah Ali. And then there was Hazrat Maulana Ikhalwai Rahmatullah Ali, and people like Hazrat Maulana Uni Rahmatullah Ali. He was in Indonesia. Hazrat Maulana Timon Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. So these were some of the giants, Maulana Katsalya Rahmatullah Ali. These are some of those people, you know, who played a very gallant role in every field. Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin's father, the senior Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Behra Rahmatullah Ali. You know, just to name a few, Hazrat Maulana Jibai Rahmatullah Ali. I'm not talking about senior, I'm talking about the I'm not talking about junior, who also passed away, but the senior Maulana Jibai. So they were great ulama, Maulana. They were people who studied 10 years, 12 years. They went through all the kitabs whose names are not even heard today. In mantiq, in falsafa, in hay'at, and in riyazi, and all these funoon and ulum, in falakiyat, and besides the, you know, the sihai sitta, and the mutun of tafsir, and hadith, and fiqh, and usulul fiqh, and usulul hadith, and usulul tafsir, and all of these things. These were those amazing personalities that, it's just that, you know, there was no opportunity for their knowledge to sort of manifest. Because the level of the community was not of that level. But if they were living today, for example, you would have had the top Shaykhul Hadiths in our Darul Ulooms, in our Madaris, in our top Shaykhul Tafsirs, top Muftis, not to say Alhamdulillah those who are presently there any lesser, but we would have had such caliber, because these were people who were grounded in knowledge. They were rasikhuna fil ilm.
Allahu Akbar.
So, nevertheless, we're hoping, inshallah, that this will serve as a kind of an inspiration for this kind of work to be taken up on a national level. But especially, for example, in the former Transvaal area, many, many great ulama. And I know there have been some efforts here and there to compile their biographies and so on, but maybe it should be done in a little bit more organized and systematic way. And ideally, if it is done under the auspices of Jamiat al-Ulama, that is the most appropriate thing and the most suitable body to sort of capture this, because these were the founders and the founder members, the founding members, and the stalwarts and the outstanding figures in the establishment of the Jamiat and all its activities and where it has come today. So the combined effort, it's like a relay, Maulana, if we may use the example of the relay. The baton has been passed on from generation to generation, and each generation is expected to take it further down.
Interesting indeed, Mufti Sahib.
And it, we may have been wanting to discuss the topic that we had touched on early on, but we'll leave it for next week, Alhamdulillah, I think this was an important discussion, and I want to use this opportunity to, first of all, thank you for touching on it, Maulana, and also to appeal to the listeners, especially from the KZN area, especially from Durban and district, that they should come. It's free entrance, there's no entrance fee and all of that, and there'll be some light refreshment served as well.
But then it's all right.
And the book will also be available at half the price.
Inshallah.
So there's enough incentives to attend, inshallah.
Inshallah, Mufti Sahib. We always try to bring to our listeners what is relevant and current and happening at the moment. So whichever direction we take the discussion, I think it's in the betterment of our listeners and for the large ummah at large, inshallah.
Inshallah, and don't worry, Maulana. Your copy, which I will send to you, will, you know, inshallah, autograph copy.
Subhanallah.
I'll get the author, Maulana, to sign and send one copy to you and to the ulama of Radio Islam, inshallah.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.